We are up to Simon Reish Ayin Vav, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Ein Yehudi Shehidlik Es Haner B'Shvil Yisrael. A non-Jew turned the light on, he lit a candle for a Jew. Osur Lakol, it is osur for all Jews to benefit from it. Afilu L'misha Lo Hudlak B'Shvilo, even another Jew that the non-Jew did not light it for. Now what is this all about? So we learned in the basic halachas of Amir Eliakum, it is usher to tell a non-Jew to do malach on Shabbos. We had several sources to that. Not only that, but Chazal were afraid that if a non-Jew does malacha for a Jew and will allow Jews to benefit from it, they will be tempted to be over on the Yisra of Amira. They'll see how much they were able to gain on the deal. They'll ask a non-Jew to go do malacha for him. So they even asserted b'di'evid, not only where someone was over in Isser, but even if no one was over in Isser, the non-Jew of his own volunteered it. He went and turned, he lit a candle for one Jew. All Jews cannot eat that. Now, the halachi is that what's Osir, it doesn't become Isurei Hana. It's not like you're not allowed to benefit from it in any way. What's Osir is to gain from it, meaning to do something you couldn't have done before. So say, for example, the room is dimly lit and you could have read. Now the non-Jew went and turned the light on so that it's easier to read. You're allowed to continue reading. We're not afraid that just because a Jew saw how it was easier to read because the non-Jew turned the light on, that next week he's going to ask him to do the same. Not so when it comes to doing something that you could not possibly have done at all without his nair. So for example, if the room was pitch black, a non-Jew turned the light on, now you couldn't read. Because you now see, wow, I can read. Last week it was dark here and I couldn't have read. So there you'll be tempted to ask him to turn it on in the first place. So the rule is you're not allowed to make use of this nair for anything that could not possibly have been done were it not for the sake of the nair. Now this that it says that it's also even for somebody else, the Mishnah Berurah points out, is only with regard to an Isser Doraisa. If a non-Jew does what would have been usher for a Jew midrabanan, if he does that for a Jew, it's only usher for the particular Jew that he did it for. In an Isser Daraisa, it's usher for everybody. In an Isser Rabbanan, dafka the one that he did it for. With regard to Tchum Shabbos, so we know that there are two levels of Tchumim. There's Alpayim Amma, 2,000 Amas, which is Tchum Darabanan, and then there's Yud Beis Milin, which was the site of Machni Yisrael back in the desert, which is a Daraisa. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says that since Tchumin are not Mefurish in the Pasuk, we consider this a Darabanan with regard to this Halacha, and if a non-Jew brings something Michutz L'Tchum, Midin Amir Eliakum, with the Halacha of Maisa Nachri, this would not become usher for anyone except for the one that he brought it for. With regard to carrying, even though there are lots of halachas of carrying that are not mafurish in the Torah, since they are saying pshat in the pasuk, the halach is that that's considered a daraisa. Says the Ramah now, Hago ve'ein chiluk bazeh ben kotzav lo schar o lo kotzav o shaso bekablonis o beschiris. It doesn't make a difference if you said that you would pay him for it or not. Whether you made it a kablanis or a schiris. Mishnah Berurah learns that even though it says o over here, meaning if or, the o here doesn't mean or, it means a perish of how you were kotzitz. Meaning the halach is like this. The halach is that in many malachis, if you tell him beforehand, here's the job, get it done, do it whenever you want to, and you do it derech kablanis, which is you pay him by the job, the halacha is that unless it's the kind of thing that people don't normally do, but kablanis, so it'll be maris ayin, the halacha is that it's mutter. You hire a non-Jew to go ahead and do something for you, and he does not have to do it on Shabbos. There's no isser in doing that in the first place. However, the halacha is, if he did do it on Shabbos, then it'll be also to be nene from it on Shabbos, unless we would say adaita the nafsheka of it, unless we would say that it's not called that he did it for you. Now, we already saw these halachas before where there are several different shitas. Everyone agrees that if a non-Jew lights a candle for a Jew, which means it's meant for immediate use, even though you hired him, bekablanis, to turn candles on, the halacha is that we don't say adaita the nafsheka of it, he did it for himself. We say that he's doing it for you. Since the light is meant to be used immediately, it's not that he lights a candle and you're going to be using it 2 days later. It's obviously made for immediate use. There, everybody holds, we don't say adaita denavshe kovid, and the halachi is, it's considered having been done for a Jew, since it's a daraisa, it's also for all Jews to do something by the candlelight that they couldn't have done without the candlelight. In the case of something where the non-Jew simply got rid of something unwanted, for example, there's a house on fire, chalila, the non-Jew put out the fire. There we say, even if you were not kotzis, you didn't tell him exactly how much you would pay him for it, we say adai de denavshe ka'ovid. Since he's not giving anything positive to you, he's just preventing your house from getting destroyed, we say he's not thinking of you. It's not called that he's doing it for you. We say adai de denavshe ka'ovid. He's doing it because he knows that you're probably going to give him something for it. The case in between is we have cases where there's a hanos haguf. He's doing something that the body benefits from, but it's not made for immediate use only. And that was a machlokus that we saw way back when. The case is you gave clothing into a non-Jewish cleaning service. You gave it to them long enough before Shabbos where they could have done it before, or you didn't ask it back till way after Shabbos. They went ahead and cleaned it for you on Shabbos. And the question is, are you allowed to wear it? They go and bring it to you on Shabbos itself, freshly cleaned. Can you wear it or not? So that we saw was a machlokas rishonim, and it's only b'shas hadchak that we are mekel. But getting back to our case here, even though you already set that he's going to get a salary, so one might have thought that this is considered a daita denavshe ka'ovid, he's doing it for himself. Nevertheless, since it is made for the Jew to physically benefit from it, and it's meant for immediate use, the ktsitsa does not help. We say that he's doing it for you. Further, the whole Vayisrael nene mimelechas atzma b'shabes, mimelocha atzma b'shabes, osur b'chol inyan, since you are directly benefiting from the work itself, the halachi is that is osur as a gzera that you'll ask him. Now, the mechaber goes on, aval midliko l'tzorcho. What happens if the non-Jew lit it for his own use? So he didn't do it b'shvil Yisrael. Olet Sarachol Yisrael, or he did it for the sake of someone who is not well, a Jew. Afilu Einbol Sakana. The halacha is that malacha of someone who is bedridden, a cholish Einbol Sakana, can be done lechatchila by way of a non-Jew on Shabbos. So let's say the non-Jew lit the candle for the sake of a Jew who is bedridden. The halacha is, and the Rama adds, Hago Olet Sarach Tanim, Duhuka cholish Einbol Sakana. Or for a child who always has the din of a chol hashem bal sakana, if it's something that he needs very much, the halachi is mutul chol yisrael l'shtamish l'oro. Everyone's allowed to use it. Now let us make a gzeira that he's going to go ahead and you're going to go and ask him next week. The answer is since he did it for a chola, that was heter. Next week you can also ask him to do it for a chola. Make a gzeira that maybe he's going to do more malacha for you. The halachi is that in the case of a candle, all he's got to do is light one candle and light up the room. Whether there's one chola there or a bunch of people that need the light, that's irrelevant. One candle will be sufficient. So we're not choshes that he'll light another candle just for you. Now the next shaila already is not so simple. V'hu adin la'osa medura l'tzarchol l'tzarchola. The same thing goes if he lights a fire for the sake of himself or for the sake of someone who's ill. Why a fire? Now, the issue of a fire is, unlike a candle that's made for light, once the room is lit, it's lit. In the case of a fire, that's for the sake of heating up the room. On the one hand, once you light a madura, once you do light a fire, people can warm themselves up. On the other hand, the further they are away from it, the less heat they're going to get. So there's a chash, he'll make a bigger fire so that more people will be able to get warmed up by it. So the first day holds that we're not choshish, v'yesh omsurim b'medurim mishum degazrin and shemri yarba b'shvilo. Some make a gzeira in the case of a medura because we're afraid that you'll be marba b'shvilo. The Mishnah Bura says that only applies to an open fire. If you're talking about lighting the fire in the oven that heats up the house, there's no shemri yarba b'shvilo. There's just so much heat that you can produce out of that oven. So, for example, in our boilers, say one that's operating on fuel, there's only a certain amount of fuel that's burnt there, and it doesn't make a difference how many people are using it. So there wouldn't be a gzeira, and as long as there's a heter for one person, that'll be matter everybody else to use it. Now, this halacha that if there's a chash of Shem Yarba only applies if you know him. If you're a stranger to this non-Jew, there's no chash of Shem Yarba Bishvilo, even in the case of a fire that's not contained. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that in this machlokis, or in the case of a Madura, b'makom tzorach, you can actually rely on the Mekilim that say that there's no gzeira of Shema Yarbe. Now further, miu, im osa ein Yehudi b'beis Yisrael midato, what happens if a non-Jew of his own accord went and turned the light on in a Jewish home? Eina Yisrael tzorach lotzeis afal b'shenena min hanera medura. The Jew does not have to leave. So it goes like this. A non-Jew came, I didn't ask him to do anything, he went and turned the light on in my house. So anything that I could have done without the light, I'm allowed to continue doing. But let's say it was too dark to read, and now because of the light I can read, it's also for me to read. The fact that now the light is there, and no matter what, I'm going to end up benefiting from it. Or better yet, he lit a fire. It's going to be warm for me there. The halachi is I do not have to leave the house. Chazal were not mechayev me to leave the house, because the non-Jew did it of his own accord. That means in a case where I asked him to do it and then asked the Shaila and realized that it was be'isser, I would have to leave my house. But in a case where the non-Jew did it of his own accord, it's only as a gzera, their chazal were not machayev me to leave the house. Not only that, once he put the light on, I don't have to turn my head into a dark corner, so I don't benefit from the light at all. Although the Mishnah Brura brings down a Rajba who is machmir, that I would actually have to make sure that I don't benefit from the light altogether. Now, what happens if there's a non-Jew walks into my house and I see he takes my candle and he's about to light it? I must stop him. The halacha is you've got to stop him. Not only that, but as he's doing it, you've got to throw him out of your house. However, if he brings his own candle in and he wants to light it, there's no chi of macha. The chi of macha is when a non-Jew is taking my object and using it for my sake. And the reason that's usher is because it looks as if I told him to do it. Because what stranger comes and uses my materials, burns my materials? Many poskim say that this applies to any malacha gemura that a non-Jew is doing in my house with my belongings, as opposed to something like kibui, putting out a fire, which is a malacha shena tzricha lagufa. There already we're makel that I don't have to be mocha and I don't have to throw him out of my house either.